This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Thursday. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a good one. I am. John Lopez, you?
I'm having a real good one.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Figgy Fig, hope you're doing all right
over
there.
Yeah, doing pretty good, man.
Very good. Let's get this thing going with you on the text line. 713-572-4610. That's the number to text on this Thursday. But then also, you can get involved on the live streams that are available, courtesy of the Mo Cameron Drew Lawyers. That's the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, where I already see some folks in there. I appreciate y'all. And the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez.
Hey.
We are on the downside of the week, headed towards Sunday when the Texans will face off against the Kansas City Chiefs. And what's funny is, for me, I heard Sean mention this earlier in the morning. I'm with him. Mm-hmm. This game, I don't have the same levels of anxiety wrapped up into this game as I thought I might have earlier on in the year. But so there's like a lot more of a feeling of excitement for me than there are any nerves. And I feel like some of that is because it's an opportunity to be like a real statement game for these Texans going in.
Yeah. Look, sometimes I agree with you. And
just sometimes, though.
And Sean, you know, it's not like a scary game in terms of, you know, what the team that you're facing. But I think sometimes beating the uniform matters. I think really, you know, college, pro, you know, you went into Kansas City with all the smoke from the, you know, from the tailgates and the barbecue wafting over the stadium and the crazy fans. And that's Patrick Mahomes standing over there. And that's Travis Kelce, you know, and that's that Chiefs defense and Chris Jones and all that. That's not the same team. That's a team that you can and I believe should beat. But it matters that you're beating that uniform. You know, sometimes that just – you go and – you know, the Aggies went into South Bend and beat Notre Dame, a really, really good Notre Dame team.
You said that on purpose, didn't you?
It mattered as much to beat that uniform in that building, right? For them to be vaulted into, you know, into the stratosphere that they ended up being in. So that's where I am with this. I think it truly is a statement type game. Pardon the cliche, but that's about as big a reason as any. But I think there's other reasons why it could be a good statement. Not just going into Kansas City, going into Kansas City when it's 20 degrees.
Time and place.
That's the forecast, you know, and going into Kansas City, you know, with a team that's won four straight, we could win five straight. And the other teams that you're going to face in the postseason, potentially the teams that are leading in the AFC, Buffalo, New England, Denver, cold weather places. And by the way, pretty significant uniforms. You know, it matters to beat the uniform.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you there. And I would like to take a step further because I started the week talking about you were going to hear Reginald Atatula use the words time and place a lot this week, and it's because of that, right? It is Sunday night football. Get ready for Carrie Underwood, right? 7:20 in Kansas
City. That's another part of it.
In December, right? Like, there's the primetime aspect of it, but there is the fact that this is – I've always marveled at the fact that the NFL was built for almost like two different portions. And we've had a fascination with throwing the football in the league and everything. And what ends up being successful in that portion of the year where it's like the fall and it's still manageable. And what ends up being successful in the winter when you are playing for, you know, real important games.
See their breath.
It's just, it ends up being somewhat different, or at least there's a little bit of a disconnect. And it's funny that we don't often make that job. But this is a team for whom expectations are back on the menu. And they want it that way. And if that's the case, like, you're going to need to be able to show that you could play in these moments, especially because also we've talked about this recipe. I want to put it under the circumstances that you might need to use it, right? You might need to do it in this type of weather, in this type of place. So, yeah, I think that this is going to be really fun. But on top of that, the statement also exists is while we look at the Kansas City Chiefs and we say that they are not that same team that has been the boogeyman, one thing that they still do. Clutch time is still a thing with them.
Yes, they do.
Right? They've been a lot less lucky this year, though. But Patrick Mahomes literally is far and away the best passer when he has, like, 4 seconds to throw the football. That means if he is doing that thing where he is escaping and trying to create, he still does that. That's something that I need to see you be capable of shutting down. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that those are the things that I think still exist for the Texans to show, yeah, we could do this.
And that's another part of it. As much as, you know, we've just been talking about, I don't think they're as good. By the way, programming note, we're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs at noon with Nick Wright, and at 11:20 we're going to have Andy Clue as we normally do.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have a lot of that stuff. But I think there is something, even though they may not be as good, they still have the trigger man. And to be the king, you got to beat the king. And that's one of the things you're going to have to do.
Are you quoting The Wire there?
It's before The Wire.
He never seen The Wire.
No, I've seen a little bit. I never was all in, but.
Seen a little bit. He ain't see it.
I just said so. But that first of all, that saying was well before The Wire.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that it originated in the early aughts on The Wire with the
originated
character
in 2001.
Little. That's right. Omar Little said that, and it became a thing for the entirety of history, and you can't tell me anything.
Okay.
Or I thought you might go, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man, which is wrestling, which I'm sure our guy Sean would enjoy quite a bit.
Yeah. Five straight is not a fluke. Five straight, that's the other thing. I mean, there's so many elements to this. Can make a statement. You win five straight at this point in the season, and to your point, with that style, because we know if they win how they're going to win. I mean, it's not going to be 38-30 or something like that. So playoff type, you know, style that you have in December, 20 degrees against Patrick Mahomes, this is a statement game. I hate to just keep going to the cliche, but it is.
And then, look, I'm leaning on the cliche. This is a cliche segment. Deal with it. Yeah. I think there's been a lot of noise around this team, and I'm sure this team is looking at everybody outside, including us, crazy, because, like, y'all buried us, right? Which, hey, lean into that. Put that on the bulletin board, baby. If you need it, go ahead and use it. But I'm sure they're looking at us crazy, but there's been a lot of noise in the national arena looking at this team, particularly the defense, but just generally this team, and looking at them like, hey, y'all looking pretty fine over there. Y'all looking like the girl in the rom-com that was – quote unquote ugly, took off her glasses, and all of a sudden y'all beautiful, right? Like that's where the Texans are. But if you could go out and win this game, you put yourself in a circumstance where not only are you just like a nice pick, you could really go up there and have a home game and give yourself like a real possibility of achieving the goals. Like not just being a pretty and sexy pick to make, but actually setting yourself up for success getting into those playoffs.
And from a national perspective, like we've talked about it, we know it, we're close to this team, we see it better than anybody else. We've talked about what they can be this year. You know, there's a few Dan Orlovskys out there that are starting to say the same thing. You know,
Dan's got, I feel like
he
Dan
was in love with the
Texans.
He was
giddy. In fact, I need to go ahead and I'll get that audio for you because he said some stuff that I was like, okay.
He is in love with the Texans.
You're doing a lot here.
There's
brother.
A few of those guys on the national scale, but think about this. You just completely destroy Josh Allen on a national stage on Thursday Night Football, and you back it up with beating a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. The whole country is going to be saying, all right, All right. This is a team to watch.
And then I think you said, I think you probably said this with talking about beating the jersey. How much do you lean into the superstitions of primetime gets you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like how much does that matter to you in seeing this team do it in that particular circumstance?
I think it was a thing. I don't think it's a thing now. You know, you talk about Dan Orlovsky. He's, you know, that defense travels. I mean, he's right, and it's a cliche too. Boy, we are really leaning in. But it does travel, and there's no intimidation factor. There's no bright lights factor. You think they're over there saying, "Oh no, Patrick Mahomes." No, they're not. They're not. We might be sometimes, but they're not.
No. I'm so excited for this game. And it's funny because with all the possibilities of the statements, I don't need the statement. Funny enough, like I think that for me. And I imagine for a lot of folks, you look at this team and you go, particularly when you have an elite thing like that defense, like the Stormtrooper or the Swarm Troopers over there, right? Just get into the playoffs. And you can do that without this game.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this game is all, like, in my brain, this game ain't needed. This game is all, like, cherry on top.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think it's needed. Kansas City has had your number in the regular season and in the postseason. And I don't care if they're not. That's why I say the jersey thing. You know, I don't care. You know, they're not the same team or don't seem to be the same team. And they're not chumps. I mean, they, you know, they still have a shot at the playoffs. You'll end their shot at the playoffs if you beat them. But no, I disagree. I think it does matter. Ultimately, you know, you just took them out.
I want to ask about it. I want to ask how it feels on the other side when we talk to Nick Wright at noon today, which I'm sure people are excited for. If for no other reason, then when was the last time you got to talk to Nick with his team in this circumstance? Right,
oh,
like
boy.
Where they are back against the wall.
You talk about somebody who peacocks.
Yeah.
He was pretty much calling that game a practice game. Remember?
Not pretty much.
No, he did.
He was pretty explicit in that.
Yeah.
So I want to hear
I want to hear what the tone is.
Yeah. I have a feeling that he's not back now.
We got to find that. He's like, warm up, scrimmage. I think he called it a scrimmage.
Yeah. So we'll get that. We'll talk to Andy Kalu as we do on Thursdays. Hell, we're still giving away a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoop Showdown that's happening on Saturday. Keep it locked in that 12 o'clock hour for that giveaway as well. Just getting going on a Thursday, but super excited for a lot of reasons, but namely because this Texas team has given us an opportunity to really dream. And we continue on in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's stick with that Texans team because it feels like we kind of have an idea what this offense is at this point, and I don't know how much we're expecting it to change, but this could feel a lot better if they could just do this one thing better. Mm. Let's talk about that next. Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. There's just one thing. It feels like I don't think you can ask this offense for a ton, right? This offense.
We're not asking much.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't think it's built for you to ask a ton of this offense.
We're not asking for the world.
But I feel like if you can ask this one thing in this offense and it delivers, you could be feeling pretty happy. 713-572-4610. We continue in loop here on Sports Radio 610. Because it feels like the offense is, how do we describe it? I'm still stuck in the Thanksgiving mode, which is like.
How would you describe this offense right now?
Right. I don't know. But it feels like, you know, maybe the uncle that's like, I can leave you with the babies, but only for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can run to the stove, but we can't leave the babies here overnight.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like with my dog. I can leave you out if I'm running to the store, but if I'm gone for hours, crate time.
I gotta hear you, right? It's like, when you're taking care of the babies, I gotta hear you.
Yeah.
I'll let you run around the house, but I gotta hear
you. If I go to the store, he'll probably stare at the door for like maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But if I'm gone longer than that, then he is all over the place exploring.
I'll put it this way. The Texans offense is not that girl that, you know, you want.
Okay.
It's the girl you want to marry. You know, they're consistent. They're safe. I got you. They're not razzle dazzle.
They're not the prettiest girl. Might not be your type.
They're not gonna be wearing 5-inch heels.
Yeah,
you know they're not that. They're the one you want to settle down with.
Jen is a saint, man. Why would you say that? What? That was an unforced
error. Is that how
you
feel?
That was an entirely unforced error. Nobody made you do that.
You can be both. Depends on the situation.
Lopez said, I got the perfect
guy. Yeah. Clear out, fellas. Let me talk about my wife real quick. But what's that
I
one?
I didn't say me. I bet. You.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. Here we go. When it comes to this offense, though, I feel like it's one thing they needed. I will read directly from the YouTube page. Score some got. Darn touchdowns.
If they didn't say darn.
Yep. Hey, the red zone. It is a red zone thing for this team. If they can overcome that hump. Like, they're doing all the other things that at least D'Amico Ryans wants and that fits within the game plan or the general strategy that seems to be the formula that this team wants, which is play good defense, hold on to the football, matriculate down the field.
Yeah, he says that's his favorite word.
You got to punch it in, though. You got to punch it in.
That's the thing, you know. There's no more, hey, what is this offense going to be? Or, hey, they should really open. They're not going to open up a damn thing. They're not going to open up anything. They're not going to, you know, be doing any of those stupid Bobby Slowick double reverses and, all this craziness, throwing the ball 7 straight times or whatever. We know what the offense is, and it's safe, and it's been pretty good. Not great. It's been pretty good. It's been doing exactly what D'Amico Ryans wants. But if they just do that one thing, this team might be unstoppable.
How was the offense? I know they catered this offense towards New England a lot. I think they've been watching a lot of old Tom Brady tapes. Mm-hmm. How was the offense from 2001 with the Patriots? Because that was the year, that was his, was it his rookie year? That's when he took over. But that offense didn't really have to do a lot because they had a pretty good defense. So I wonder if this team is kind of similar to that.
Oh, they're trying to be, all due respect.
They probably got a better defense than that defense.
Yes.
But I wonder if it's kind of similar. I can't remember how their offense was.
It's just a matter of just do better in the red zone. By the way, did you hear CJ Stroud yesterday?
Yes, I did. In fact,
unsolicited, he brought up the red zone. Yeah, let's listen to C.J. Stroud here.
Yeah, this is Cut 19. C.J., what do you think y'all can do better on offense?
I would say the scoring touchdowns in the red zone is probably the biggest thing, and you know, being able to do it, you know, at a high level. And I think, you know, even on Sunday, there's a lot of things we could have fixed there. Like, we missed probably two down there. And I think that because it's never just the last drive or the last play, or, you know, it's always, you know, plays before that. So just cleaning those things up. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. So there's times in the last 2 years where we've been great at winning close games where probably should have lost, and something happened to where we didn't. We end up finding a way to win. And so when it doesn't happen, you don't change anything. You keep the process, and then the production comes as you keep going. So I think that's something that we're going to do and have been doing. So I just keep that going, because every game in the NFL usually comes down to one score, and it's just all about execution at that point.
Yeah, and he made note of that they have that they're. Mm-hmm. He said, we're going to do what we've been doing. We have seen them get a little bit better in the red zone. Mm-hmm. And it feels
like kind of hit and miss, right?
Anecdotally, it even feels like it, where you've seen them have some of these plays.
Mm-hmm.
Vividly, that's playing in my mind right now is Nico Collins reverse with, you know, mm-hmm. a couple of lead blockers that gets him in there, right? You've had a couple of tosses, interestingly enough, in that red zone that ended up getting in there at the pylon. But you asked Figgy, what was that 0-1 offense like?
Yeah, that year they actually made a run mm-hmm. and made it to the Super Bowl and won it.
0-1, the Patriots offense was like 48% in the red zone, was good for 16th in the league.
There you go.
You want to know what the current Texans red zone percentage is?
Yes, I do.
Currently, and of course, as soon as I look to it, I done lost it. 43.6%, which is good for 31st in the National Football League.
There you go.
Right, yeah, like, that's your answer right there.
That's the answer.
And I'm not trying to drink the Kool-Aid or anything, mm-hmm. but if we're talking about this team making a run to maybe an AFC Championship mm-hmm. game or a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. that got to improve.
I really believe it, given this defense and how they play. You're not going to get a lot of chances. We know that in the red zone.
And some of that's just the possessions. They're limiting possessions,
correct.
At least when they feel like they're
correct.
Doing it right.
Yeah, they don't want a lot of possessions.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just imagine all the points they left off.
Oh, that's what D'Amico was talking about as well. But yeah, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities. You know, drives are going to stall on the 32-yard line and you kick a 49-yard field goal, that's or 50, whatever it is. That's just going to happen. But when you get in the red zone, you have to convert. And on Stroud 9, Figgy, the question wasn't even about the red zone per se. I think it was about some of the things that you maybe have learned
in these Chiefs matches, yeah.
Chiefs games.
Yeah, I mean, like, Spags is a heck of a DC, somebody who knows what he's doing, knows how to get his guys in one-on-ones, and, you know, messes with your protection rules and things like that. You got to just be alert for that type of stuff. And I just think, scoring in the red zone, scoring touchdowns is going to be big. That's every week. But I think even up there, we made it to the red zone a couple times and, didn't punch it in 7. So I think that got to, be a goal of ours, is to do that better. I think that some things that I can take from last year's game.
I mean, that's like out of nowhere. He just brought it up again.
It's front of mind. Yeah. It's clearly a talking point. It's a teaching point. And to be fair, it's evident as hell, right? Like, it's very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The game is about, I'll quote Bill Russell, the game is about, and I'll modify it, scoring points.
Yeah.
And ultimately, if you're on the offense, that is your responsibility, is to score points. It's very evident that the defense is carrying their portion of this. Mm-hmm. They got to put points up on the board. Now, the interesting thing is, like, the question being how. Mm-hmm. And I think that in seeing some of the ways in which CJ and some people on the text line and on the YouTube page have rightly acknowledged they're doing that a little bit better in the previous weeks, this is on Nick Caley to continue to grow.
Yeah, that's what I brought up. Caley, Stroud, the offensive line. I think, obviously you want all three of those to click, but I think Caley has kind of showed some growth. You mentioned the plays.
Not kind of, absolutely.
That he's talked about. So now it's just about the offensive line and CJ Stroud connecting on some of these and the running backs, but on some of these opportunities. I really feel, Reggie, that they know what I just said. They know that if they can convert a higher percentage of red zone, if they just get to 16, like the 2001 Patriots, if they can just, and I don't think they,
I don't even need to get to 16. Give me 20.
Yeah,
give me the 20th in the league, obviously.
I think they know, dude, if we do this, we can be unbeatable, unstoppable.
Because again, 16.5 points per game. Mm-hmm. What is that statistic? That is how many points this defense is allowing.
Yeah.
You don't need a ton, mm-hmm. but if you can be more efficient after managing to maintain drives, right? And I see you, 22, on the YouTube page, talking about nobody's acknowledging that they're moving the ball and keeping the defense off the field. Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
We've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's clearly something that matters. But while you're keeping the defense off the field, you help them a good degree.
You got to score in the red zone, man. You can't be at the 1-yard line and not get in.
Right. Right. Touchdowns.
That type of stuff. Touchdowns. Yeah.
Because that applies an additional level of pressure. We're talking about helping that defense. You help them even more by making that the other team's offense go, damn, we're down 7 and we're having to go through this defense.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Nick Caley having some progress is going to be interesting. Now, I'm going to tie two things together that aren't fully tied together. But remember how we felt on Monday coming out and we seeing Cade Stover after Sunday, seeing Cade Stover come out. In this tush push and these sneak circumstances. And one of the questions I asked was, I wonder how long that's been in there. Mm-hmm. In the locker room, he confirmed that they've had that. Like, that's been a thing that's in there. Mm-hmm. And so for me, one of the things I'm hopeful for is that Nick Caley, in finding that this offense is maybe gelling a little bit more, what are the things that he's had? What are the tricks that he's had in his book, like a Cade Stover tush push, that you can bring out? Because we're seeing, again, we talked about the idea of some pin and pulls, getting out to the outside, getting some touchdowns there. Mm-hmm. What are the things that are going to happen there? And especially, like, how is he going to continue to utilize things like Jayden Higgins having more and more effect in this offense? Another big guy that seems like he could be a red zone threat. How is he going to utilize all those things to help bring that number up?
I think a big part of that, including the Nico end around and, Stover's tush push and all that stuff, I think part of it, it's not just the fact that they're going to it now and using it now. I think they have more confidence to use it now. Mm. Keep in mind, how much of a Stover tush push are you going to want behind, Andrews and Lakin Tomlinson and all that?
I'm not going to lie.
Huh?
I thought you were going to say CeeDee Sell. You've been banging on CeeDee Sell all the damn time. And it's not his fault. He's on a practice squad. They told him he got to play. He got in there, did his best.
But I think they finally have the confidence to be able to run some of this stuff.
Yeah, agree.
And around, penetration, on the defensive line on that side of the ball, that's a 6-yard loss. And what does D'Amico always say? Just no negative plays, So I think they probably, it's a combination of Caley sort of, blossoming a little bit, and also having the confidence in the players that they have in front of them.
And I know Steve Spagnuolo is a fantastic defensive coach. I don't want to try and undercut that at all. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, we're seeing some of a lack of production, or at least a lessening of production from that defense, that makes me go, this feels like a great opportunity to further demonstrate growth for Nick Haley in this offense, and particularly the place where we all want to see it is putting those points on the board at the end of those 7, 9, 14 play drives. That's going to be the thing that clearly CJ knows and that we know to take this team to another level where, all this cute talk be damned, they want to be real killers with the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We continue on this Thursday with our question of the day. Salute to one Azeez Al-Shaair, who's the Houston Texans representative to the Walter Payton Man of the Year, or nominee, I should say, to the Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's a finalist, and he's been kind of misunderstood. So question of the day, who's a person that you always thought was misunderstood? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you rocking with us, man. Y'all been real great on the text line, 713-572-4610. I don't know if this is inherently my favorite text from that last segment, but it's one that I don't think will leave me soon. 281, CJ is better than Trent Dilfer. It was all caps. Mm-hmm. Dilfer, I don't know why, but I strongly agree. I just want you to know that.
Who would disagree?
I don't know, but whoever it is, fight me in real life. That's all I have to say about that.
That could be a thing where we're saying, hey, maybe they could get to a Super Bowl.
No, that's 100%.
Got you to a Super Bowl.
Imagine in 20 years, people are going to be saying, hell, the Texans won a Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud.
And I'll fight them then as well. You said 20 years, what I'll be? 53? I'll still be able to fight.
Yeah.
I might hurt myself, but you're going to hurt too. Yeah. All right, let's get to the question of the day. With a little bit of news, if you haven't heard. Shout out to Azeez Al-Shaair, a name that you hear a lot and for various different reasons. But in this instance, he is the Texans nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which according to the National Football League is the most prestigious award that they hand out every year. According to me, okay. But all right, it's a good thing. Obviously, you want to salute the people that are being in their community. And Azeez is absolutely that, right? Like Azeez, does stuff with the United Way. One of the things about, that's always been crazy about him is, you hear him talk, and it is just...
It's like two different people.
We had an opportunity to sit down with him in really training camp, and it was like, the time went in a flash. I wanted to be like, hey, hold on after we get off air, because I would like to talk to you some more, which is really unfair to someone who just did a whole bunch of football stuff. But he is a fascinating dude, and it just feels like people do not understand him because he plays with the physicality that D'Amico Ryans wants every given down.
And especially it wasn't back-to-back, but in the same season, he has that kerfuffle on the sideline against the Bears, I believe.
Yeah, I guess that's not the physicality that he asked for.
And then the Jaguars thing.
I think the main thing was the Jaguars thing, where he was just completely out of control.
But they always showed the Bears thing, too. It's like, see?
Yeah.
See? He's a dirty... And it really put a narrative out there. Look, and we were kidding around this week about throwing a guy down.
Time I see a suplex in football, I'm like, one, I know you watched wrestling when you were a kid, but then two, you know that they don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad like, yo, how could you do? It's just like, that they don't like that. So don't.
But anyway, there is a perception out there about Azeez that is frankly, it's not true. So the question of the day, it doesn't have to be just sports. Who's a person that you thought was always misunderstood? I think Azeez fits into that category.
Yeah, no, 100%. Especially when we're sitting here looking at the way that it gets talked about. And I think the thing that made it real egregious was after the Jacksonville thing where Trevor Lawrence slides, one, the lack of context of that dude was playing with that hurt clavicle or whatever. And then people pretend like him going and missing time after that was because of the head injury, as if he did not have that shoulder injury to begin with, right? That was actually keeping him out. And two, it went on for 4 days.
It went on a long time. It was a national story.
It created a lot of arguments.
Yeah.
He just kept talking about it. But to that end, who were the people or the players or, otherwise that you believe were deeply misunderstood?
I think Cam Newton is one. Cam Newton just had a reputation. But he was actually incredibly professional even when he was at Auburn, and that came out bad, but he was a professional quarterback even when he was at Auburn, hell, at Blinn when he played there. Just, he's a pro, he did it the right way, he understands the game. One of the reasons that he's so popular now as an analyst, because he really understands what the game and how the position is played. He just played it different.
I think that's part of the misunderstanding is I do wonder, and maybe I'm expanding this too far, so let me know if you think I'm tripping. it felt like people thought he didn't know football because he was just a physical freak.
Mm-hmm.
No, that dude understands football incredibly well. One of the most fun little clips that you'll see pop up was who was it defensively that was like, oh, he's doing this. He's like, oh, so you watch tape. Watch this.
Yeah.
And like, that is because he had such a confidence in executing his offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, if it's third and short, I'll run over you. But also, I can make this work. So I thought that there was that. He does have some goofy stuff, but that's more showed up afterwards,
sure.
after his career, or like later on, where did he make a woman cook kitchen joke at one point on the podium? Something to that effect where I was like, ooh. Oh, no, it was like a women talking football thing.
Oh,
yeah. It was actually to a reporter.
Yes.
Right. It was a female reporter.
Yeah, that's right.
Come
right.
on. Yeah.
Maybe I should change my mind. Anyway.
You were like, well, take him off the board here.
You know, a weird one for me, I'm curious what you guys, you know, people that you think are misunderstood. A weird one for me is J.J. Watt.
I misunderstood him.
People just thought this guy is so corny. It's all fake.
Here.
It's all for PR.
Here.
You and Reggie both. Huh?
I was like that the whole time until I moved down here.
Yeah.
And then kind of saw him up close and personal as far as like what he did with Harvey and all that stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's really
him. It's true.
Yeah, but I think it comes from like a general mistrust of like, this person can't be this good.
Can't be that good.
And then also, it didn't help that like, he started getting to the Captain America status where it was like, all right, so we're just going to put the Golden Boy on TV.
Yeah, that's where I was just like, man. And then he had his shoe, the J.J. Watt shoes. Yeah. I'm like, y'all corny asses walking around with some J.J. Watt shoes. It ain't all that.
Yeah. And the thing of the, and the fact
I changed
matter,
my tune, by the way.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is he is every bit of that.
Every bit. He's real.
And more probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Well, one of the first ones that came to mind for me is a basketball one because I just don't understand it. We had him here in Houston, and I wonder if that helped or hurt, at least here in the city of Houston. Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood the great amount of hate for Russell Westbrook because I think a lot of the things that people hope for or say that they want in an athlete, he absolutely typifies.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is all about his family, right? People hate the all flashy. He's never been flashy. He don't go out. What he likes doing is going home, being with his family. He is deeply committed to the community, wherever the community is that he's at. He's deeply committed to that. Family man, faithful, hard worker. Like, I think that's one of the things that turned him off in Houston was that we know that James Harden, while being really good, not always the most diligent in his work.
Right,
and bro,
that,
you out here kicking it.
That upset him.
We trying to practice, man. Come on.
That upset him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all of those things, if you put that on a generic player X, does this, you go, oh, I love that guy. And then you go, Russell Westbrook, and people go, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that come to my mind was Marshawn Lynch. I feel because I feel like Marshawn Lynch, we joke about the whole, you know, I'm just here so I don't get fined and all of that stuff. But to me, I feel like Marshawn Lynch was, when I think of players that are kind of, I don't want to call them camera shy, but just, you know, not kind of, I don't even know how to phrase it.
He was
it.
Just very
not,
private.
Yeah. Not, yeah,
incredibly private.
Yeah, or just kind of standoffish when it comes to people and media and stuff like that. Not in a bad way, but just his personality. I feel like he was the front man of that. And at the time, a lot of people didn't understand it. A lot of people felt like he was just kind of being an a-hole or and stuff like that. But some people aren't really camera people like that, man. I know he's growing into it now, but at the time, as a player, man, I think a lot of people aren't that, you know, they don't want to sit in front of the camera and just give you everything like that. And I felt like that was a little bit misunderstood.
What about celebrities or just other people of note that you feel are misunderstood? One that came to mind only because, you know, it's someone that I don't know how to put this. Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen to me has got demons like Johnny Manziel. You know, Johnny Manziel might fit in this list. He's got demons, but as people, they're fantastic people. They just can't shake, you know, their addictions or their you know where they go in their private life. You know, chemically, et cetera, alcohol, all that stuff. You know, I think both those guys kind of fit in that category.
Charlie Sheen was tough, though, because, like, there was a lot of that came through his own words.
So of course.
It felt like how much misunderstanding is happening when it's you bringing it to the table here. But I hear you because I think when you have that different perspective, it's always interesting, which is why I'm really interested to see, like, how deep in the archives you can go with this from, like, players that you had an opportunity to see up close and personal where you get that different perspective. Some other ones, some ones that are coming in on the text line. Somebody said John Lopez is my nomination for being misunderstood.
Is that good or bad?
I have no earthly idea. How did you feel about, because someone brought up Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell. Do you feel like he's misunderstood? I feel like he's, there might be some misunderstanding in that, like, his code is different than I think a lot of other people's code. And there is, like, a level of morality. It just doesn't sit right with some people, I imagine.
I think Vernon Maxwell is one of those guys that kind of has two personalities, and he can be, like, he's gotten in fights in locker rooms. He's got, Hakeem Olajuwon slapped the bleep out of him, you know, for
his words.
His words. You know, he's pushed buttons and not been, you know, the highest of character people over the years. And yet, on the other side, he is a guy that does a lot of good stuff. And when you sit down and talk, and I covered him from his rookie year. You know, when I was on the NBA beat, he was a rookie. And you're like, how does this guy, you know, get this? Oh, that's how he gets a reputation. But he doesn't seem like that bad all the time. You know?
What about somebody like a Ron Artest?
That's a really good one.
Very big.
That's a really good one.
Because also, and this is where it gets real interesting, because there's a lot of that's also mental illness that happens, which changes the dynamics. But yeah, like I think that he was very misunderstood. Does Dylan Brooks strike you as misunderstood? I think that's just kind of...
I think that would fit.
I think he kind of wants you to take him that way. I think that's part of the persona that he adds. Yeah. And it works because look at the way that his teams play. They're always physical. And I think he does it to an end.
But he's well-liked.
He is.
By media and...
Yeah, his teammates and all that stuff. I think it's just when he's on the court. Kind of like I don't want to compare him to Aziz, but when you're on the court, it's a different person.
Yeah.
Captain Jack, Steven Jackson, you know, the Golden Triangle Zone. And then one of the ones that I wanted to throw up here, because Houston, Arian Foster definitely was, right?
Arian Foster was just, he was kind of like just a different kind of nut. But nobody ever called him a bad guy.
No, but I don't think you have to be a bad guy to be misunderstood. I think that he just, for the culture that football typically brings, he was a different dude. And I think that leads to some misunderstanding.
Is Russell Wilson fall in that category?
No.
I mean, technically misunderstood, however.
He wants you to misunderstand.
A lot of people dislike, I mean, not even just, I ain't talking about his peers or nothing, but just on social media, people don't like him. It's like, why?
That's a good reason.
Yeah, that one's too complex. That was too complex to do.
He's doing nothing but loving his family.
Is he? He's corny.
There's a level. Well, it's not even just corny. Fake is something that people don't.
He's what we thought
J.J.
Watt was.
Yeah. Well,
he's what we thought J.J. Watt was.
And I still don't even know how actual fake it is, but at least it has the appearance of fake. And sometimes that appearance matters.
J.J. Watt still has some, like, he still can be very genuine, though, where you'd be like, okay, he's one of us.
Yeah.
He had quote a Paul Wall lyric or something like that, or Houston rap lyric.
Right.
Do stuff like that.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Keep those coming. I appreciate you doing that. On the text line, Ricky Williams comes in, Colin Kaepernick comes in, Framber Valdez comes in. Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a good one.
All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Where are we setting up for what could be the best Thursday night football game of the season? Let's do that next.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.